Hi everyone, this is Dr. Michael Walden. Thank you so much for joining me today on my show, Ask the Blood Detective. My name is Dr. Michael Wald. I'm the supervisor of nutritional services at a holistic health center in Mount Kisco, New York, about an hour or so by car or train from New York City. I've been practicing for about 26 years, and I can tell you without a doubt that foods versus supplements is one of the major controversies that I hear about. The title of today's show, The Most Important Nutritional Supplements for Your Health and Well-Being, does presuppose that supplements are necessary for your health and well-being. So we'll see what you decide once I go through some of the key considerations regarding supplements, at least during this next hour. And for those of you who have not heard some of my prior shows, I would urge you to listen to my show entitled Vitamin Lies that you'll find in the archives here on the PRN radio station or on my website under the blog section at www.integratednutritionny.com. Because regardless of what I say, it's you, the healthcare consumer, that must make, hopefully, an informed and educated and right choice for yourself. Meaning, do I take vitamins even though my diet is excellent? How do we navigate the morass of conflict and misinformation out there and just get the facts straight regarding the vitamin issue? So I think I can absolutely help with this. Now, for those of you thinking, well, maybe I'll bypass the show today because I already believe that I should take nutritional supplements, so there's nothing more to learn here. But I would encourage you to hang in there a bit. Not only is there always more to learn, I'm certainly learning minute by minute during my day working with people on a clinical basis. And I promise you that today's show, just like every other one of my shows on each topic, is really equivalent to a mini master's course on the topic. Why don't I start today with a basic concept? You know, why supplements in the first place? Do we really need to take them? Is there a need? Period. Well, a couple of facts. The average American, by the way, consumes way below the recommended daily intake, or what's known as the recommended daily values, of several important nutrients. So nutritional deficiencies are very common. They contribute to many varied diseases and they compromise quality of life. Now, some physicians I've talked to say that vitamin deficiencies are rare. And then when I ask, well, how often do you check them? And the answer is always, I've never checked them, except for vitamin D. And when I ask, well, how often do you check vitamin D? Well, they'll say, I generally check it when a patient asks. And then I say, okay. And when the vitamin D level is low, what do you tell your patients? Well, I tell them to take some vitamin D. Some of you are laughing because you have been told this exact thing. If the doctor's a little more educated, he or she will say, well, I want you to take 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day. And if they're a little smarter, they'll say 5,000 or 10,000. But if you are deficient in vitamin D, barring any other contraindications to taking the correct dose, 50,000 units of activated D3 is what should be taken by an individual of relatively normal weight once per week for between 4 and 8 weeks. Then you must check the blood again, because just because you take the supplements does not mean you will fix your vitamin D level in the blood. And even if you do, you'd still want to optimize that level of vitamin D. I'd like to direct listeners to my very first radio show on the nutritional interpretation of blood work and laboratory tests, because it's one thing to have a normal level of a vitamin, yet another to use the vitamin or mineral, and of course to absorb it. Now, these recommended daily intake and recommended daily values represent, and this is important for you to get, the very lowest levels of a nutrient required to prevent a deficiency in a segment of the population. The values, these recommended daily values, recommended daily intakes, they were never meant to represent an ideal level of nutrition, just the minimum to prevent a deficiency disease. So, for example, if I were to take all the vitamin C out of your diet, in several weeks, you would develop a condition of severe vitamin C deficiency known as scurvy. Now, if I give you 60 milligrams, tiny little amount, about the amount you might find in an average glass of orange juice, your symptoms of scurvy would essentially go away. But would you have an optimal level of vitamin C in your body for cancer prevention or to deal with viruses and immunity and to heal other tissues? No, of course you would not. I really should not say of course, because this common sense knowledge regarding nutrition, meaning the recommended daily values intakes, are minimum amounts. So when someone says, when a physician or a practitioner says, no, your levels are adequate, I've reviewed your diet log, your food log, and I've estimated that they're adequate, they're fine. That's comparing you to minimum levels, not optimal levels. This point here is a very, very important point of contention and misunderstanding by healthcare providers not trained in nutrition. That is the topic of another show, although I've talked about a lot of the nutritional controversies and lack of education in a show I did just a few weeks ago entitled something like Misunderstandings That Could Kill You. I would redirect you back to that show. It's important to realize that optimal health generally requires higher amounts of nutrients than just adequate. So a high quality diet, of course, is necessary and fundamental, but even the addition of a simple multivitamin can boost your health to an entire other level, particularly in the realm of prevention. Now, for years and years and years, the American Medical Association put the idea into physicians' heads and in official policies that vitamins were unnecessary, all we needed to do is consume an adequate diet. They very loosely define what an adequate diet meant, and even those standards were based on the SAD concept, the sad American diet. But my point here is that then there was a big turnaround, I believe it was in the 90s, or maybe it was in the 2000s actually, where an article came out in a major medical journal, a peer-reviewed journal, that all of a sudden said, hey, everyone, men and women, if you take a multivitamin, you reduce your risk of a variety of chronic degenerative diseases and cancer risk, just like that. And I remember reading this article and looking at the extensive references in the back of the article and saying, wow, so all the evidence that was said to never exist just suddenly popped up and exists right now. Now, if you were to go on the National Library of Medicine and do a search on vitamins and minerals or nutrition in the form of vitamin supplements or herbs and disease, you have to search in different ways to really learn what's there. There are over 3 million citations at the medical database or PubMed.com, the National Library of Medicine. You could never read all of the studies. And many of them, the preponderance of most of the studies that I have read are overwhelmingly positive. Then I take the information from studies, and then you have to apply them to an individual like yourself. You look at your lab work, you look at your health and nutrition history, then you figure out which supplements are the best to take, then you have to experiment over time with comparative testing to make sure you get it right, because as we age normally, or we take medications, or are exposed to radiation in the environment, various other factors that affect how we age and our nutritional needs will necessarily mean we'll have to alter our nutritional intake over the course of time. You know, as a marathon runner and someone that pushes a lot of weights around, it's important for me to adjust my nutrition constantly. It's just a fact of life. If you fail to do that, you will potentially compromise your health. And as I've said, thousands of scientific studies have demonstrated that many of the common degenerative diseases that you've all heard about, heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, autoimmune disease, you name it, are predisposed by nutritional deficiencies, or at the very least, these health problems result in nutritional problems that I say, this is my bias, that eating a great diet cannot make up for, because simply speaking, you are not what you eat. As I've said, you are what you absorb from what you eat and end up as the consequences of what you do not absorb and metabolize. An individual like yourself would have to consume a large quantity of foods to make up for nutritional inadequacies that nutritional supplements could easily correct. And you would know that because you would either feel better or laboratory work would improve. But again, I want to encourage you to listen to my Vitamin Lies book, because vitamin levels are also misleading. There are tests of vitamin use and absorption that need to be done. patients will come and see me and say, Dr. Wald, would you please do your blood detective thing and check all the vitamin levels? Now, I can do that, and I often do that, but I let people know that vitamin levels, particularly the water-soluble vitamins, like B vitamins, for example, only represent the last couple of days of intake. So when we're looking for long-term health prevention and really to look deep, we need to do tests of nutrient use and nutrient absorption and tests that sometimes indirectly tell us about our need for nutrients. I want to make a distinction here, though. We're not only, or I believe, we should not only be concerned about vitamin or mineral deficiencies. And by the way, when I say vitamins during the show, I really mean all nutritional supplements. Many physicians think in terms of just deficiencies, because that's, you know, pretty black or white. If your lab work shows a deficiency, you're deficient. But you could be inadequate, meaning your level of vitamin D, for example, or vitamin A or B1 or zinc or magnesium, you name it, could be on the lower end of normal. Or it could be perfectly situated in the middle of the range, even on the high side of the blood range, and you could still have inadequate nutrition of whatever nutrient you're talking about. Why? Well, if your zinc level is on the high end of normal on blood, and you suffer from immune problems and poor tissue healing, for example, your white blood cell motion might be sluggish. These are examples of potential zinc deficiency signs. So you might need a level of zinc higher than the normal range in order to fix those things. These ranges are very, very loosely associated with what you actually need. And remember, as a blood detective, a self-proclaimed blood detective, my interest is figuring out what individuals need. That means some detective work commonly involving the blood is needed to figure out what each person needs in response to the nutrient, to the diet, or whatever the natural therapy is. Just because blood work looks normal does not mean that it is normal. My blood detective software program, which I designed over 10 years ago, accepts the results of many different tests and cross-correlates and interpolates them in such a way that it will tell me patterns of insufficiency that, when they're correlated through the use of the technology, really reveals very commonly patterns of nutritional inadequacy and health issues that are not obvious when people are compared to the regular ranges of nutrient levels on a blood test, because the blood detective technology that I invented compares people to what I believe are healthier ranges. They're tighter ranges most of the time. So it's important that we do not take things at face value, particularly when we're talking about a blood test. If we want to know about nutrition, we don't ask a physician who has no training in nutrition. We ask a qualified clinical nutritionist. So many of you come to see me and you're upset and you've spent so many weeks, months, and years frustrated because your doctor, who you believe should know better, doesn't seem to understand or support the use of nutritional supplements or natural medicine. Well, when you step back for a moment, this shouldn't be too difficult to understand, because ignorance is bliss. And when an individual, like a physician, is learned in a particular way of thinking and practice, it is very, very difficult for that individual to start to think outside of the box, particularly when you don't know you're in a box, if you know what I mean. So supplements are ideal, I think, because nutritional supplements are concentrated amounts of nutrients. And a person might need to consume a large amount of food to try to make up for these nutrients, and they could not know if they're actually doing the trick. And thousands upon thousands of scientific studies have proved the value of nutritional supplements based on individual needs and goals. And I'll speak about some of these nutritional deficiencies and inadequacies and some of the signs and symptoms that they can produce. Also, for long-standing or even acute health problems, nutritional supplements can provide the potential for faster results than foods could by themselves. So a certain amount of nutritional supplements are meant for meeting one's basic nutritional needs, and other doses are idealized to treat certain health problems. I just met with a woman yesterday, a new patient, who said to me that she couldn't understand why she still had these health problems because she was taking the right supplements. And I looked at her list of supplements, and I must admit she did a pretty nice job, as I could see superficially, of taking some very key supplements. And I'm going to speak about this during the second half of the show. What nutritional supplements should you strongly consider taking? Here's my point with this woman. The amounts of supplements that she were taking were consistent with the recommended doses on the containers or the bottles, but these were not doses that could possibly help her with her issues. If they did seem to help her, it was because she wanted them to, and she might have felt better for a day or two. And once the placebo effect wears off, you're left with your health problems. So it's not enough to just take the supplements. You need to know if they're working, and preferably working beyond just you thinking they're working. Because again, our health and our symptoms and our sense of well-being changes from sometimes from moment to moment, day to day, hour to hour, and that does not mean we've actually fixed the problem underneath. You know, what I find amazing, I spoke with a physician several weeks ago who is very irate on the phone and claiming that nutritional supplements are not proven and they're a waste of time. And I let him go on for a few minutes, and then when he was a bit out of breath, but probably because he hadn't taken his nutritional supplements, I said, well, doc, you know, you went on and on just now saying that nutritional supplements are not proved to help anything, but, you know, we know that vitamin A, for example, deficiency is associated with loss of night vision and an increased risk of skin and immune cancers, and in fact is even used in certain types of cancers, like leukemias. And we know that B vitamin deficiencies such as B12 or folic acid could demyelinate the nervous system, cause fatigue and other nerve and memory problems. We know that chromium is required to work with insulin to lower and regulate blood sugar. We have decades of research that have proved that the smart use of essential fatty acids can dramatically lower risk and outcome for stroke and cardiovascular disease, not to mention helping dry skin and problems with hair and nails and cracking nails, brittle hair, memory issues again, depression. We know that magnesium is used in hospitals to lower blood pressure in pregnant women, for example. We know it relaxes muscles, it reduces irritability, it can help sleep, reduce muscle spasms, can lower blood pressure, as I've said. We know that protein deficiency will result in immune deficiencies, also poor healing overall, even poor memory, because proteins are made from amino acids, which are needed to make neurotransmitters. Everyone seems to know that calcium may help offset bone loss. Certainly, every single physician, I would hope, is aware that iron anemia is treated with iron if it's severe enough. If it's very, very minor, then we recommend foods higher in iron. We know that if we're deficient in vitamin C, that we have poor wound healing and joint and muscle aches and pains. We might bruise easily. And the details regarding zinc deficiency are extremely well studied, where that could lead to weak immunity and therefore increased risk of infection. The list goes on and on. I said, so what do you mean exactly that there are no studies? And by the way, folks, this list is the most superficial of the most common nutritional deficiency issues, and not even all of them, that are provided to physicians in their very, very basic, roughly 27 hours or so of nutrition training in several years of medical school. So, and these courses are generally taken in the first couple of years. By the time a physician graduates, they don't remember any of it. And it's very, of course, inadequate and does not keep pace with the huge amount of ever-growing information on the usefulness of nutritional supplements, in addition to a very healthy diet. But it's important, as everyone here knows, that if you decide to take supplements, you must realize that not all nutritional supplements are alike. In my Vitamin Line shows, I had referenced that the New York State Attorney General last year had surveyed various nutritional supplements found in the popular health food stores and natural health markets and the more commercial markets like GNC and Target, for example, and others. And they found that these supplements mostly contained lots of things, except didn't have the actual supplements on the bottle. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you must listen to my Vitamin Life shows, because I did not make that up. Dale on NBC did a whole exposed story on this, and the New York Times also reported on it. I then reported on it too in an article, which you can find on my website if you search the search bar, or you can listen to my radio show called What's in Those Supplements, and you'll see that sometimes there's not anything in them. And then you're thinking now, well, okay, so you've convinced me to take supplements. Now, I can't take them now because they're really not there. You have to take reliable supplements. So what does that mean? I would venture to guess that what most of you think represents a good supplement company is what you've heard from other people or from non-scientific circles. You've been given literature, maybe you're involved in a multi-level marketing nutrition company, which I'm not saying is inherently bad, but these are driven by profit, and I've looked at many of them, and I don't like the quality, but some are very, very good, but almost always overpriced. Most are not so good. So you go to a healthcare practitioner that has spent a good deal of time, years in fact, like I have, researching reliable sources of supplements. I do have a supplement line, absolutely I do, because I got fed up with giving my patients the right nutritional advice and then taking inferior nutritional products and wasting years and money getting nowhere fast. So for the supplements I can make better and cheaper, I did that. And for those I could not, I rely on a handful of reliable companies that make specific supplements. No single company will provide the best of all supplements. I've never seen that scenario. And that's fine. It's not enough to take the supplements. You must have good quality. Once you have good quality, you must find out if you're taking the right amount and combination of supplements. Are you considering drug nutrient interactions with your supplements? Food and nutritional supplement interactions. These are very, very important. Are you taking the right dose for the effect? And again, most of us go by how we feel. Listen, if I had a dime for every patient I saw who felt great and came to me for a wellness visit and I found cancer and nutritional deficiencies and other health problems, I would be retired. Although I love what I do, so I don't plan on ever retiring. And for those of you who, quite frankly, say to me that you cannot adjust your diet or your nutritional intake in terms of foods, appropriately, this is a particularly good time for you to consider taking nutritional supplements. And I'll have other people say to me, Dr. Wald, can't you just tell me what foods to eat? I don't want to take supplements. Of course I can do that. But if they have any manner of chronic health problem, almost always foods alone will not do it. Now, some of you are saying, well, I've had experiences where improvements in my diet have helped. Of course they have. That is absolutely true. And sometimes they do not. And the same is true for those who just take nutritional supplements. Another important consideration, of course, when thinking about taking nutritional supplements is, are they actually safe? And I covered this in great detail with statistics that you'll find once again in my Vitamin Lies show. That show was a really good one. So in terms of reported deaths and issues regarding supplements, they are a universe more safe. They are far, far safer than most any medications, prescription or not. But please decide for yourself, listen to the Vitamin Lies show. And if you're interested also in knowing, what exactly a vitamin is and what is a primary vitamin deficiency and a secondary vitamin deficiency, what is the difference between water-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble vitamins and other very, very fundamental truths about vitamins, Vitamin Lies show is what you want to listen to. Some of these things I didn't even learn in my master's course in nutrition. I did not learn in medical school. I did not learn it in chiropractic school. I certainly did not learn it during my education as a certified dietitian nutritionist or even a certified nutrition specialist. All of these credentials that I have are the highest among the industry, and I still did not learn all of these things in those courses. I will admit my chiropractic training, my board certifications in nutrition and chiropractic were the most useful. And 26 years of experience and having a father who was quite advanced in his nutrition knowledge as a doctor helped quite a lot. And lastly, whenever you're sick yourself, you tend to learn super fast. I've mentioned before, I was diagnosed when I was 18 with multiple sclerosis. You can read about my story on my website. Just search the search bar for Mile 18, which is what I titled my story for what I did. So in nutrition practice, you know, I have patients who tell me they want to cure their health issues and feel and want to feel great, and they don't want to pop any vitamin pills to do it. They'll say, "Dr. Wald, you're the blood detective. Can't you just tell me what to eat to be healthy?" They'll ask. I have other patients who'll tell me straight out that they're too busy to cook or eat healthy or don't want to change their eating habits. And they'll say to me on the other hand, "Dr. Wald, you're the blood detective. Can't you just tell me what supplements to take to get me healthy?" So my answer to both of these scenarios is there is absolutely no soap substitute for a healthy diet. But nutritional supplements are also absolutely 100% necessary to achieve optimal levels of health. You know, a healthy diet is clearly the foundation of health. Live, unprocessed foods, you want to think fruits, veggies, gluten-free grains, beans, raw nuts and seeds, you know, preferably grown in nature. These are infinitely complex food products loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, phytonutrients, and other healing compounds that we've yet to even discover. So clearly, if you're committed to getting healthy or ramping up your health to any level, you must focus on diet as primary. And I've said many times during my show that an often neglected area of dietary or healthy lifestyle food suggestions by even some of the better nutritionists that I've heard of is that they fail to measure a person's body composition by doing a bioimpedance test. It's a simple but extremely important test which tells me your metabolic rate, how you burn calories. It'll even tell me the percentage of muscle, water, and fat and the water in and outside of your cells. All of these bits of information are essential biomarkers. A biomarker is a test or an evaluation that tells you, are you helping someone now if you fix the biomarker? But a biomarker, by definition, is highly predictive of one's future disease risk and quality of life. The bioimpedance test, are you listening? The bioimpedance test is the single most predictive non-blood test you could ever do, which predicts future morbidity and mortality, quality and length of life. Meaning, no matter what you do for your health, no matter how you feel, I don't care if you get all your nutrition from exposing yourself to the sun or meditating on a hill, it doesn't matter. If you do not change your body composition, you will not necessarily live longer or improve your quality of life in the long term. Many people think it far too much in the short term. From a body composition and knowing one's percentage of muscle, water, and fat, I know from that information how much protein, carbs, and fats they should have to either maintain their weight and health as it is or to change it in one direction or another. Once you determine that, adding the appropriate nutritional supplements really gives a kick to health potentially because you've satisfied what are called the macronutrient needs, which are the protein, carbs, and fats that translate into your organ mass, which is again the percentage of muscle, water, and fat. Think of it as building the structure of a building and putting in some large pillars, cement pillars, and then all the vitamins and minerals you take are the smaller bricks that fill in the gaps. That's complete. And in addition to a body composition test as the blood detective, I've designed a panel of tests, which I call a blood detective longevity panel, which looks at multiple systems in the body, including tests of nutrient use and nutrient levels and absorption and various forms of inflammation, some of which apply or respond to certain foods potentially or certain supplements. So you do that. You fill out detailed questionnaires of health, nutrition, and nutrient deficiency status. We sit down, we correlate all this in the context of what are your goals. If you don't know where you're going, you probably won't get there. It's very surprising to me that I have people that see me sometimes, they clearly are distressed, they want to get healthier, but they haven't really defined what that means. So when I was 18 and I was diagnosed with MS, it changed my life, as you could imagine. And my immediate reaction, just based on, I guess, how my parents raised me, is I just thought, okay, by the time I'm 30, I want to be running marathons, I want to be buffed up, and I changed my diet. I ate extremely cleanly. I read all of my dad's nutrition books. I went to seminars with him. I just ran with it. And look where I am now. As a natural healthcare provider, I was supposed to be drawing comic books. I'm not kidding. I worked for Marvel Comics for a summer. I wanted to draw comic books. I did medical illustrating for a while, but you have to go where your heart is. And I'm blessed to help people, to study what I love, and to practice it and embody it. And I bring that to the show, and I appreciate the opportunity to share this with everyone. Now back to the diet supplement issue. You know, I've had so many people say to me, but Dr. Will, can't you get everything you need from your diet alone? Look, the answer is no, especially if you have health issues that you're aiming to improve or to cure. First of all, it's unlikely that your diet is so diverse, balanced, and pure that you consume all the nutrients your body needs. Again, all you know about what a healthy diet is what you've heard. Don't eat fried foods and trans fats. Don't eat white flour, processed foods, and sugars. All that's important. And the diet left over that's rich in fruits and vegetables and some raw foods in there, that's all great. But you still do not know what you actually need. You cannot know unless you fill out long questionnaires which allow you to identify these things, bring them to the surface. You back that up with some objective testing, and you sit in front of someone who knows how to put it together with you and is committed to teaching you what it all means. So every day when you take those supplements and you eat those foods, you've developed a real confidence, not a false sense of security, but a real confidence that you can change your chemistry and your health. How would you know that? Because you've done some repeat tests, you've looked, you've refilled out the questionnaires, things are getting better. Lots of people just take them because, hey, they're like, whatever. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're the type of individual just doesn't really want to know if you're actually fixing a thing and you feel good about taking your supplements, that is fine. It's your choice. And again, most of you listening to the show have a lot of background knowledge, so you know that even if your diet's excellent, studies show that poor soil quality, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, gluten, pollution, food processing, all of this depletes the nutritional content of foods. You know, many of us were the victim of nutritional fortification of foods, which was an attempt by the, you know, food processing industry to put back the nutrients they stripped out of the food. So they'll strip out 15, they'll put back 11 in a synthetic form and say, hey, the food's fortified. I mean, I always wondered growing up why they called Wonder Bread Wonder Bread. I think they wondered what the heck was in it, nutritionally speaking. Not much, I promise you. And earlier in the show, I was trying to remember the time where the AMA did an about face regarding their stance on nutritional supplements. And it's come to me, it's 2002. The AMA, the American Medical Association, again, a very conservative association, finally recommended that all people supplement their diet with a multivitamin to prevent deficiencies. It was also acknowledged that it was impossible for certain groups of otherwise healthy people, they said, to satisfy their body's increased needs for specific nutrients from the diet alone. For instance, pregnant and breastfeeding women require supplemental iron often, and calcium and D, and vegetarians may require, or vegans might require iron or B12 or protein and C. The elderly, for example, requiring, again, even higher levels of calcium and D. And then these are generalizations, but this is just what the article said. And they said, and very importantly, that approximately 8 out of 10 Americans are deficient in one or more nutrients, and they do not know it. And that is very consistent with what I have known based on my testing all along for years. You'd hear the governmental stance that if you eat well, you will not suffer from deficiencies. And I kept finding deficiencies, saying, well, someone's lying or ignorant. But, you know, what if you have diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, an intestinal disorder, food allergies, or hormonal disorder? What else? A neurologic condition or some other health issue? What if the medication you take for any of these health problems interferes with the absorption of some of the nutrients in your body? You need to know that under these circumstances, at least, diet alone will not be enough to make up for nutritional deficiencies. It just can't do it. But taking the right nutritional supplements in the right doses for the right period of time, specific to your chemistry and body and your body's biochemical uniqueness, can literally save your life. Vitamin, mineral, herbal supplements in concentrated amounts, if they are higher quality and recommended correctly for you, do have the potential to effectively and beneficially change your chemistry. Your organs swim around in that chemistry and they take on the characteristics of healthier organs. And therefore, you're healthier and you live longer, maybe, and certainly better quality. That's what we're aiming for. So let's get into what are my top blood detective picks for nutritional supplements. Well, I guess the first most basic one is a high quality multivitamin mineral. So on my blood detective site, you can find some of these as well, and you can be assured of their quality. My multivitamin mineral complex contains mostly active nutrients. So your liver, your intestinal tract doesn't have to go through so much of the work, particularly if you're over 50 and or you have health issues, you're on medications and other stress factors. The body just doesn't activate many of these nutrients so well. So that's what I meant earlier when I've said we're not what we eat, we're what we absorb and what we use. So activation is very important in terms of nutrients, and I rarely hear it discussed certainly in the mainstream media, but even among the more intelligently minded natural health circles. And when a patient says to me, Dr. Wall, well, if I take a multivitamin, doesn't it have everything in it? Of course it doesn't. But it has a baseline. It has a baseline. And then you grow on top of that if you need to for various health reasons or health goals. You know, I've never taken a medication for multiple sclerosis, and I run hard and I lift hard and I'll soon be 51 years old. I have no limitations, and I attribute some of that to the way in which I balance my nutrition and have taken the right supplements and have adjusted them over time based on lab work and based on questionnaires that I've done even on myself so that I knew I wanted to be as fit as I could be for as long as possible. So multivitamin is number one. The next is, in my opinion, omega-3 fatty acids. The reason for that, and in particular, folks, I like the DHA portion of the omega-3 fatty acids. Not the DHEA, that's adrenal hormone, but DHA, and in a liquid metal-free form, because a lot of these fatty acid supplements are loaded with metals. So they have to be specially processed out to make them clean. So omega-3 fats, we all know, help control inflammation. They're absolutely essential for the health of the cell membranes, the outer coating of every cell in the body, which forms every tissue, which forms every organ, which forms every organ system. So omega-3s are fundamental. It is best to figure out the dose of omega-3s based on laboratory testing and body composition, in my opinion. And again, I like the DHA because It has a greater affinity for the nervous system. It is already in an active form. In terms of dosing, I could only recommend that you follow the directions on the bottles until you've had more specific work done. And I suppose I should also give the disclaimer now that I'm not suggesting you take all these supplements, because I can't do that. I can simply say that all of the information I'm speaking about today is for your education only, and you should absolutely consult with a healthcare provider who has adequate training in nutrition to help you figure out what you need. But as a guideline, as I said, we start out with a high potency, activated, high quality pharmaceutical grade multivitamin, multivitamin mineral complex from blooddetective.com, the DHA liquid. And for those of you who do need EPA and DHA, which I help people figure out, I have what's called Detox Inflam X, which is a very nicely balanced omega-3 and 6 based on research regarding the levels of deficiency seen on average individuals in a society. But of course, you're not an average individual. So that is because the average individual doesn't exist. That's just a place to start. So again, whether we're talking about EPA, DHA, or DHA, anti-inflammatory effects, lowering of cardiovascular risk, helping cancer, memory, dementia, skin, hair, nails, teeth, the list of benefits, potential benefits of omega-3 fats go on and on and on. And once again, a multivitamin is fundamental baseline. Next would be a supplement known as ubiquinol. Now, the commonly sold form of coenzyme Q10 is ubiquinone, and that's reduced in a healthy body for better absorption to ubiquinol. So I use and sell ubiquinol because I am not convinced that the average individual can break down ubiquinone, and ubiquinol is approximately 8 times more absorbable. And I cannot overemphasize the importance of ubiquinol because it upregulates what's called mitochondrial function. The mitochondria is the energy powerhouse of the cell, not just perceived energy, but the energy of cells to do work, like maintain themselves. It's very well studied for cardiovascular disease and prevention and neurologic support and, of course, detoxification. So I produce a product called Ubiquinol 50. Now, we all know the importance of eating copious amounts of fruits and vegetables. And for those of you who are concerned that fruits contain fructose and it's sugar and it's bad for you, wrong, wrong, and wrong. Please listen to my show on sugar. I think I called it Sugar, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But having said that, I produce 4 products known as Detox Phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. They're different colored products, purple, red, orange, and green, based on the combinations and concentrations of the different food products I put in them. So they're superfoods. And again, pharmaceutical grade, they taste great. I put most people on 1/2 of a scoop of each of these products to cover a lot of bases, giving them the nutritional equivalent of many, many, many dozens of fruits and vegetables. And I'm not saying these supplements are a substitute for adequate diet. I just need to make that clear because I have to say that. And these products are detoxifying when used in the right doses. At 1/2 of a scoop each, this is not meant to place a person through a hard detox. That's something I figure out individually, and I might adjust these doses of these and other products, and of course, combine that with certain food suggestions. But these are a baseline of guaranteed high levels of nutrition found in many dozens of fruits and vegetables. So 1/2 a scoop of each of Detox 1 through 4 mixed together, either in a juice or smoothie that you make, which super saturates it with nutrition. Tastes great, easy to do. That's pick number 3. My next pick is a product called Active Folate. Now, folic acid is a B vitamin. Your body must activate your nutrients. So the active form of folic acid is called methyl tetrahydrofolate. The problem with foods like foliage is that foods do not contain the active form. So this B vitamin, which is the active folic acid, has been shown to be a treatment for those out there with a gene defect known as the MTHFR gene issue, which a lot of people have. But we also know that folic acid in the active form offsets birth defects. It's required to help abnormal cancer cells differentiate back into normal cells once they've de-differentiated into cancerous cells. Multiple enzymes require active folic acid as a coenzyme for energy production. The list goes on, and I recognize that it's very important for me to combine active folic acid with active B12, which I've done. Probiotics are very important. They are not all the same. I've been saying that over and over. I produce something called Detox Colonize SI for small intestine with a subtitle Superbugs. And we know that the gastrointestinal tract is a very finely balanced environment with roughly 500 different strains of bacteria which compete for space and nutrition. But when there's a healthy balance, what's known as eubiosis, very few health problems and symptoms exist. But when dysbiosis occurs from an overabundance of very harmful organisms, that's when we get into trouble. So we want a very high potency probiotic that is active. You know, I could purchase bugs, healthy bacteria, to put in my Superbugs formula that are halfway through their life cycle on the way to death, or I can use the same bug but at the height of its health. You would not know the difference reading a label. You're following me? So when you say to your practitioner, well, you know, this bottle says 100 or 200 billion organisms, and so does this one. What does make yours better? They look like they have the same. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the quality of the product, the manufacturing process, and also is the combination of the bugs appropriate. So the Detox Colonize SI Superbugs product is my next pick for an essential nutrient that every person should consider. Probiotics help the gut, obviously. They help local immunity because the majority, approximately 70% of your immune system, is in your small intestine. Probiotics have been shown to and have been studied in depression. Again, the list of potential benefits go on and on, but the dose and combination of these fundamental supplements deserves some thought. If you're taking Coumadin as a blood thinner, if you should take probiotics and increase your B vitamin and vitamin K production, you could interfere with the Coumadin use in the body. On the other hand, if you're taking antibiotics or think you will be taking antibiotics or want to help your system recover from years of taking antibiotics, then during the time you're taking those antibiotics, you do not take your probiotics at the same time. You take them at least an hour either before or an hour away from any antibiotic. I usually give a probiotic like Superbugs as directed for most individuals, along with a healthy fungal organism, because antibiotics commonly promote fungal overgrowth. So the use of a healthy fungi known as Saccharomyces boulardii is something I would give at the same time. Also, if you're going to take, this is a side note, an antibiotic, my enzyme product, which is next on the list, called Detox Absorb, that contains protein, carbohydrate, and fat digesting enzymes, that helps to deliver antibiotics deeper into tissue. So if you're going to take them, you might as well take them correctly. So let's talk about enzymes. So of course, we need enzymes to help digest our foods. Enzymes also seem to help lower autoimmune-driven inflammation and inflammation and pain in general. Just to name two very important reasons for most individuals, particularly if you're over 50, to take enzymes. I perform or ask my patients to perform what I call an enzyme loading test that helps me idealize the dose. So Detox absorb is the enzyme of choice. When you take enzymes with foods, think about it, that'll help you digest your foods. If you take enzymes an hour or so away from food, that is more for what are called extra intestinal problems. Health problems like joint inflammation and pain outside of the gut. Once again, take enzymes with your food, help your foods digest and get absorbed. Digest and get absorbed. Take them away from your foods, that helps other stuff like joints and pain. My next pick for the top supplements that everyone should think of taking is a buffered powdered vitamin C, not ascorbic acid and not in a capsule or tablet, but a powdered form. So I have what's known as Detox Eliminate, which is a highly buffered vitamin C that I've combined with various minerals such as calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Those are the buffering agents. So a heaping teaspoon of my buffered vitamin C is about 2,300 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, I also instruct those that I work with to perform what's known as a vitamin C flush, which is a procedure they perform at home, which figures out how much vitamin C they can tolerate. You want to figure out how much you can tolerate and then take the amount that is just under that so you maximize your body's concentration of vitamin C. If your blood work shows a high level of vitamin C, sounds good, right? Just assume that that is a good thing for now, because it is. But if your urine doesn't have the presence of vitamin C, then the high level of the blood, think of you're standing straight and taking your vitamin C and it's filling you up from head to toe, like one of those cartoons, such that it fills you all the way up. When there's no more space, there should be vitamin C spilling out in your urine. I always test urinary vitamin C, because if we don't see vitamin C there, no matter how much is in the blood, no matter how high it is, no matter how many times your doctor said, your vitamin C level's fine, it's fine. It's not fine. I also do urinary tests of use of vitamin C and of malabsorption and of antioxidant stress. So with the vitamin C, the buffered powdered in the form of Detox Eliminate is my choice. Getting back, by the way, to the Detox 1 through 4 superfoods products that I produce, I should mention that they are loaded with antioxidants. And once again, whenever you start taking a nutrient, unless you were told by a healthcare provider to do anything differently, you generally begin with the minimum dose suggestion on the bottle. I think we have time for one more. I've produced something called NeuroProtect, I previously called it Neuroimmune Pro because I designed it to be scientifically formulated to contain a blend of nutrients that has the capacity for maximizing cellular energy production in the nervous system and the immune system, and a very high antioxidant balance for those particular tissues. Also to support detoxification of the nervous system and immune system, all of those sorts of things. And based on a double-blinded research, the combination of compounds, which include, among other things, acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine, are shown to produce an increase in immune function and overall energy output. So Neuroimmune Pro is the comprehensive nutritional support I recommend for those fundamental systems in the body for everyone. So I hope you've gained some insights and have questions for me, which I've always happily invited everyone to post on my blog at www.integratednutritionny.com, the website where you can learn more about all of the nutrients that I just described and others is www.blooddetective.com. You could schedule with me if you'd like me to help you work on your health by calling my office, Integrated Nutrition of Mount Kisco, at 914-242-8844. Now, the next show, I think you're really going to love, because I've gotten so many requests to do a show on this, and I've decided to go ahead and do it. And I'm calling it Weight Loss Breakthroughs. If you go to my website under the services section and then into the weight loss section, you'll see all of these different personalized weight loss approaches that I've developed for people. And then I make sure that once I do individual workups on individuals, I can develop the plan's concept around their concerns within certain categories. So there is my just generalized weight loss plan for an individual. But then there's what I might do for someone with blood sugar balance issues that have caused weight gain. And then if someone desires rapid weight loss, there's an approach for that. There is a pH balancing weight loss program that I use. There's one that's focused on hormonal issues, another focused on inflammatory issues, another for individuals with gut problems. So the next show, I'll be discussing these various approaches, but then providing the listeners, that's you, with the fundamental concepts and things that I have found to work pulled from each of these plans. For those of you who will not find out what your individual needs are, this is still a show for you. There are so many important concepts regarding healthy weight loss. That means losing fat, shedding excessive water, and gaining lean organ mass. And lean organ mass is something you can prove you've done with a body composition test if you care to do so. And one last thing, I just can't help myself if I don't mention vitamin D as an essential nutrient. So I make vitamin D 5000, D3 5000, and also a 50,000 that I reserve for those that have clinically deficient vitamin D levels. But most of us know that vitamin D has been in the forefront of the nutrition and medical world for the last 10 years or so because of discoveries of the significance of this essential nutrient for a variety of health issues. You know, it was originally nicknamed the sunshine vitamin, but unfortunately, we can't get enough of it even with a lot of sun exposure. Studies have proven that out, and still so many people think, oh, okay, well, I'll skip that supplement. I'll just get more sun. It won't work, particularly if you're clinically deficient. Not to mention, concerns over skin cancer by overexposure to sunlight really makes it necessary for us to take nutritional supplements of vitamin D. The amount to take, again, could range from as little as 400 to as high as 100,000 per week, sometimes even more. A lot is a lot only if it exceeds what a person needs. That's why blood testing by a qualified individual is essential. Before you take vitamin D, if your liver enzymes are elevated, or your vitamin D level is elevated, or your blood calcium level is elevated, do not take vitamin D. That high calcium could be a lab error, or it could be because you have a condition known as hyperthyroidism, and high calcium may also indicate cancer. Once these things are ruled out, you can safely take vitamin D. And in my 26 or so years of experience, it's very difficult to induce a vitamin D toxicity, and particularly if you're being monitored by someone. So the amount of vitamin D should be based on your needs and with some retesting, like a lot of these nutrients, from time to time. So once you're initially worked up, then based on how deficient you were and your compliance and response to things, then the practitioner you're working with will tell you how often you should have your levels checked again. So once again, my name is Dr. Michael Wald. I'm Supervisor of Nutritional Services at Integrated Nutrition in Mount Kisco. You can reach me by calling 914-242-8844. Send me your questions at info@integratednutritionny.com or info@blooddetective.com. It's been a real pleasure, and I'll see you next time when we speak about weight loss breakthroughs.